Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with a special Independence Weekend version of The Do List. And this week, we're coping with an active child, engaging in covert operations, and we're blowing stuff up. David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's hear some music from Pat Grossi, who is active child.
Maybe it's too late for us.
That's Active Child, who says he found his sound as a 9-year-old singing in the Philadelphia Boys Choir. I guess he's in his early 20s now. And he plays the harp and keyboards, and almost all his songs are full of this sweet yearning for love that you hear in that song, Too Late. And I talked to him this week and asked him how audiences respond to this lush sound.
I see a lot of couples holding each other, holding hands, embracing. You see people making out, and I see girls crying in front of me, just bawling their eyes out. It's a more emotional, it's a little more of an introspective experience that you come with a friend or someone you care about, and it can be a nice, like, profound moment together.
You know, I have to say that I have been waiting for a new Active Child album, well, since the last one, which is 3 years ago. And, you know, there's so many people who just sort of seem to pump out an album every year. Obviously, this guy takes his time, and it's well worth it. Such a beautiful sound. It's a unique sound, and it's really exciting. He will play at the Great American Music Hall tonight.
Yeah, on to celebrations of all things American, starting with covert operations, which I think is kind of American now with the NSA so heavily into surveillance, security, and privacy. And those are the themes of this show at the San Jose Museum of Art.
I think this is a really fascinating topic. This exhibit was organized by the museum in Scottsdale, Arizona. But I've been very conscious of the fact that, you know, the post 9/11 world is so transparent. Everybody has to know that everything you do seemingly is recorded somewhere. Someone's watching. Someone's listening. And the whole country, I think, has sort of reacted that way. It's changing the way we live very, very radically. And I think it's very, very smart to do an art exhibit based around that theme.
Right. And what's just opened is part one of the exhibit, which shows artists who use the language of video and gaming in their work. And then in August, the exhibit expands to feature more artists, including Jenny Holzer and Trevor Paglen. That's Covert Operations at the San Jose Museum of Art now through January 10th. Some music now from Mozart. That's the overture from The Marriage of Figaro. I know this doesn't sound very American, but it's a great way to kick off your holiday weekend. There's a free live simulcast from the San Francisco Opera at AT&T Park tonight. And David, you have some other ways to celebrate.
Yeah, a couple of others as well. Also tonight, Firecracker Friday. That's a fun event at the DeYoung. It features swing dancing, live music by the Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, artist demonstrations, and a lot more. And also the Oakland East Bay Symphony will be doing their annual show at the Craneway Pavilion. That's tonight with Michael Morgan leading the orchestra and fireworks and all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, let me throw in one more. The Silicon Valley Music Festival is 5 p.m. on Saturday at the Glass House in San Jose. That's chamber music plus fireworks. Inkboat is a dance company mixing Japanese buto and site-specific dances. They call it physical dance. I'm not sure quite what that means, but they've created a brand new piece that's dedicated to Inkboat's mentor, Anna Halperin, which she's just this amazing marine choreographer. She's 95.
Yeah, she's 95. She's an extraordinary artist, and her history goes back. Her husband, of course, was Lawrence Halperin. I mean, together they were really a creative force in so many areas in the Bay Area. But Anna Halperin has such influence on so many dancers and so many other artists, and she's all about collaboration, which is one of the things that Inkboat does. They have people from all kinds of organizations who participate in different ways, and it's a very inviting sort of program.
Right. Ink Boat presents 95 rituals dedicated to Anna Halperin. It's at the Hyde Street Pier, 5 to 8 p.m. That's Tuesday through Saturday, and it's free. One of the many cheap thrills this week. Now let's boogaloo. That's the Corey sound of the Mummies. They're headlining the Saturday edition of Burger Boogaloo, which is put on by Burger Records. It's a label out of Fullerton that specializes in garage punk and a little bit of pop sunshine. The host this year, John Waters. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And also, you know, if speaking of Gory, the Gorys are actually on the bill.
I like that.
As well as Shannon and the Clams, Jonathan Richman, Fuzz. I think they're really cool. And, you know, it's a great event. It happens all weekend, and you should go.
Burger Boogaloo is at Oakland's Mosswood Park Saturday and Sunday, and there are pre-parties tonight with Acoustic at the Nightlight in Oakland. And these guys, Untamed Youth, they're at Leo's in Oakland. And we just have some time for some shout-outs, David. What do you got?
I'm going to recommend people go to Temple Nightclub tonight to hear Felix the House Cat. This guy is a Chicago-born master of house music and electro clash, and it's really, really great. Great music.
And for my shout-out, I want to point you north to a group of Broadway refugees who've taken up residence at Jack London State Park in Glen Ellen. They're called the Transcendence Theater Company. And they put on these sort of Broadway-style music reviews in this very pretty setting with stone walls from the old Jack London estate. And the birds are chirping in the trees. And this fabulous cast, really professional singers, wonderful performers who are belting out these wonderful songs. There's a show tonight and more throughout the summer. That's the Transcendence Theater Company. And thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.